I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
People assuming they have information about me, that's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. It's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10.
That's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Clay Harbor is joining us in studio, and over the weekend, we found out that Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now the question becomes, are they going to add to the receiving room, you think, to tailor to Rodgers being on the team?
First off, I want to say I'd play for 10 M's.
Exactly.
The way he casually threw out that number.
Is that a new thing, M's? Is that an Aaron Rodgers thing, or is that something that people... You're in that stratosphere of that type of economic wealth and generational wealth. Is 10 M's a thing?
Okay, first off, that was my career earnings, not per year. But yes, that's something that guys would say. I think that they will. So I got a name for you, Leyland Marshall, a name that we're familiar here with in Chicago, and I think this name would make a lot of sense because you got DK Metcalf, who spent over 80% of his snaps last year outside. You know who's a veteran slot receiver that's available that you could just plug in right now and I think would gel well?
Who's that?
Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
But take Keenan Allen on the market.
You know what? Keenan Allen, alongside DK Metcalf, with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, you have a running game, you have an offensive line. That's kind of scary.
Now you're cooking.
You might be cooking. I'm not saying you're cooking with fish grease, but you're cooking a little something.
Well, I mean, and Robert Woods, if you still add him into that mix, and then Freiermuth.
Yeah, they have Robert Woods, so that's not a bad receiving room at all.
Roman Wilson, young receiver. I liked him out at the Senior Bowl. I think he's going to be a guy that can pop as a slot guy, but still, give him 1 year of Keenan Allen. He's still got some juice. He's got some gas in that tank. He could play in the slot. Give Rodgers this guy, third down target, somebody to get the ball to in the slot.
Okay, as stated, though, so back in our Five on It segment, you know how we do, Clay. Yeah. Every day we do five big questions.
What about,
addressing
sorry.
Topics.
I'm still thinking about players.
I just want to know, what do you think the ceiling and the floor is for this Pittsburgh Steelers team now that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback? What is the floor and what is the ceiling, Clay?
Floor, 7-10.
Oh, so now Mike Tomlin's going to have a losing record for the first time in his career?
You said floor. I think it's possible.
Okay. All right.
I think it's possible. You're right. The last 9 years of not winning a playoff game, Tomlin's just this, you know, obviously you can say he's going to win 9 games. But the ceiling, 1 playoff win. But like I said, it's been 9 years since he's won a playoff game. And you go back 14 seasons. Rodgers in the playoffs, 7-9. Tomlin in the playoffs, 3-9. Last 14 seasons. So the ceiling to me, neither of these guys have had success in the playoffs in the last 14 years. You're telling me now that you put a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers with Mike Tomlin that hasn't won a playoff game, that they're going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl? Somebody told me that's what you said your ceiling was? Come on, man.
All right.
He also said Tyreek Stevenson was a potential Pro Bowler earlier.
And I think he's going to make the Pro Bowl. I really do believe that this is the year. Because what happens is, Clay, you know how it is. Every time a guy has a really good Pro Bowl caliber year, they have to wait a year because that first year doesn't really count because people don't know who they are. He's on everybody's radar, Tyreek Stevenson is. Everyone knows who he is, not just in this city, but everywhere because of what happened last year. He could turn a negative into a positive very quickly if he goes off in Dennis Allen's defense.
That's coach him up, Marshall Harris.
Here's my problem of why he is not going to make the Pro Bowl. Here's the thing, right? In this defense, obviously I love what Dennis Allen's doing, and I think that he's going to be able to scheme up some pressure and in some good situations. But the defensive ends, the edge rushers for the Bears, and when you run a lot of man-to-man, and they're running some confusing stuff out there, but when you run a lot of man-to-man, guess what? It's timing. I don't care who you are. If you're Deion Sanders, if you don't have any pressure for 4 seconds, you are not going to do well. You need a defensive line that's pressuring the quarterback so you can only hold this man for 3 seconds. The Bears don't got that right now.
Isn't that why they paid Dio Odingbo all the money?
Dio Odingbo had 5 sacks last year. Dio Odingbo's a good hard-nosed player, run stopper, big body. This guy is not a sack-the-quarterback type player.
Okay.
They still paid him a lot of money.
He gets the pressures, though, and they're hoping that the pressures turn into sacks, one. But two, that extra cap space we were just talking about, that y'all are talking about running backs, why can't they go make an addition at defensive line, to your point, on the edge somewhere, and get it where they have waves of guys coming after you?
Za'Darius Smith. I mean, that name to me makes too much sense. I know he's a bit older, but last year he comes to Detroit and has 5 sacks in 7 games. He had, what, 10 sacks last year on the season? Would have led the Bears in sacks, pressures, pressure rate, and PFF grade more than Montez Sweat. I think Montez Sweat can have a solid year, but I don't think Montez Sweat is that guy that you can count on to have double-digit sacks a year. He had it once, but you look at his average. He's a 7-sack-a-year guy. I look at Montez Sweat. I watch tape like I'm a tight end. I go, if we're in meetings, we might chip him once or twice. He's not a guy. People are like, oh, he's getting chipped. He's not getting chipped. You are not game planning Montez Sweat. Oof. You are not chipping Montez Sweat all game. And people say that you're chipping Montez Sweat. Go back and watch the tape. He is not in the top 40 players that got chipped last year.
So who's getting chipped on the Bears right now?
Nobody.
Oh,
don't even have to use a chip.
That is sobering right there, because that is the reality of what we talked about going into the draft. They need someone who can get to the quarterback, and they came away from the draft. They didn't get anybody who can get to the quarterback.
But the way they paid people, which is how I follow how they view these guys, they paid Montez Sweat like he's going to get home 10 times a season, at least. They paid Dio Odingbo like he is going to turn a lot of those numbers of almost into getting home. So that's how I feel about it from a defensive line standpoint. They also spent money on Grady Jarrett. I don't think that's where they're spending the money. I think when you hear Ben Johnson talk about how much the run game has to factor in, that's it for me. I do want to go back to your point about the Steelers, though. They went 10-7 last year.
Yeah.
So when you consider that, and then just the elite nature of the AFC, you know, the first and the second tier of teams, there's a drop. Like when you're talking about Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Kansas City, obviously, I think it's still, every game could be Chiefs, Bills, like Dan Bernstein said, and the NFL would be happy. But I don't see how this isn't at least 9-7 for them, but I don't know that it's much higher.
I think they can win a playoff game, but like you said, you look at that division, and are they going to beat the Ravens? No. I mean, they'll play them tough, but Ravens are going to win the division.
Oh, hold on.
You got Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and obviously the Browns, I don't know. The Browns actually, if they figure out their quarterback position, are going to be better than people think. I love them. I love the draft pick that they had. You worked the interior of the line, and now you got Myles Garrett. I know the Browns are still finishing last, but there's no way the Ravens aren't winning that division. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin, career-wise, 4-2 against Lamar Jackson. I'm going to leave that with you. As one, in, they split last year. He swept them 2 years ago. And then 3 years ago, they split again.
But one of those teams is going to be left out in that division. Last year was the
Browns
Bengals.
Are always left out.
But no, I mean, last year was the Bengals. Like,
I don't think that's necessarily true, because, first of all, go look at the AFC East. Let's start there. Second of all, let's go look at the AFC South. Let's go there too. Now, do you see? Are you following me right now?
So three teams will make the playoffs from this division. You're saying?
I believe that to be the case as it stands right now. Now I could be off, maybe, but that's the start. That's where my belief system starts. Is if we're talking about the AFC, it's about the AFC North and the AFC West, and then the South and the East are just one per division teams.
No, I feel that. And people need to realize that Aaron Rodgers wasn't as bad as people think he was last year. His last seven games, he had 13 touchdowns, four interceptions. He threw 28 touchdown passes last year. Guess who threw 28 touchdown passes? The MVP, Josh Allen. Guess who threw less than 28 touchdown passes? Patrick Mahomes. So this guy had a better year than people think. The only thing, his intermediate passing game from 10 to 20 yards, like, needs work. He was 30th in EPA per play in that mid-range passing game last year. And, you know, Ben Johnson saying EPA per play is very important. So if he can clean that up, like I said, get a good slot weapon like Keenan Allen, then I think they might be cooking with some grease. But the Steelers, we all know, are a defensive team. There was only three teams in the NFL that ran the ball more than they did last year. It's going to be defense and running games that does it for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's what it's been, because guess what? They haven't had a good quarterback. I'm trying to tell y'all, Aaron Rodgers, even if he's not 37-year-old back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers, is still better than all the other quarterbacks the Steelers have had since Ben Roethlisberger by a mile.
How dare you do that to Charlie Batch?
Is that what we're doing? Charlie Batch?
Poor Charlie Batch.
I just had to be reminded that Mike Vick finished out his career as a Pittsburgh Steeler and went 2-1 in three starts back in 2015.
I caught my first ever touchdown pass from Michael Vick.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there it is.
That's all I can really say to that, right?
Wait, what do you think about Jaire Alexander likely going somewhere else? Like, the reports are saying that he was released this morning.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think the guy missed 10 games each of the last two seasons. In the last four seasons, he's played 34 of 68 games. Half the time, the team thought he was healthy enough to play, but he didn't. Okay, that's not going to bode well for your team. Marshall Harris, what's the best ability in the NFL?
It'd probably be availability.
Availability. If you're not available, you can't get paid like you're playing all these games. They said, okay, we like you. We want to keep you. We're going to have to get you in a restructure, which means a pay cut. He said, I'm taking a pay cut. So they say, okay, you're taking just the cut then and take away the pay. So they cut him. It makes sense.
I got to see what that dead cap hit is, because with that contract,
it can't be good.
It's got to be pretty big.
While she's looking at that, I got to ask you, okay, so looking at this restructured NFC North, I already thought that the Bears and Packers were going to be kind of on par coming into the season. The Alexander even though he missed a lot of games the last couple of seasons, 10 each to your point, it feels like the Bears are making this slow, incremental uptick, and the first team in their sights is the Green Bay Packers. Will the Bears have a better record than the Green Bay Packers this season?
Man, that's tough, man. That's a close one. I would say, man, I would say yes. I'm going to go yes just to be a homer. And the one guy I wanted to mention on the defensive line for the Bears, I think is going to take a huge jump and is going to be a real weapon that could make a Pro Bowl.
Javon?
Yes.
Javon Dexter.
Javon Dexter. That's a guy who just looks like he changed his body. He looks good. I'm like, man, this dude is...
And he's a leader now.
He's a leader now. He's getting people together. That's the stuff that you want to hear, you want to see. He's staying after practice. Coaches are talking about him. Players are talking about him. Javon Dexter's going to have a big year this year. So I think he picks up some of the slack there. But the Packers, their cornerbacks right now, they got great safeties, but their cornerbacks in Jeff Hafley's defense, they need cornerbacks, and right now they're not looking that hot. And the Bears, what they do? They invested in wide receivers. So this should be, with Ben Johnson, you should be able to attack these weak cornerbacks and find some mismatches out there.
Jaire Alexander at 28 years old, his dead money, according to overthecap.com, for this year will be $17 million. But the cap savings will only be $7.59.
That's a strong hit.
$17 million.
I think they're going to have to figure something out at cornerback, is what it sounds like, Clay.
Yeah, positionally, like if we did like a 60-second, like... Bears versus Packers, better at the position. So quarterback, I'll even give quarterback to the Packers. Just Jordan Love, more experience. Running back, you probably got to go Josh Jacobs with the Packers.
Absolutely.
O-line, the Packers have done a decent job. But this year, with the Bears, I might go Bears offensive line, tight ends. After Colson Loveland, I might go Bears receiver. I might go Bears again. I know the Packers got a lot of number two guys.
Well, they have a lot of injuries, too. They always seem to pop up with their receiving core.
Yeah. And then even defensively. Cornerback now, Bears, defensive line. I know they got Rashawn Gary. That's like the whole Montez Sweat thing. LVN, Lucas Van Ness just hasn't panned out for him. They're talking about moving him down into a three technique to get something out of him. Former first-round pick. I mean, that's maybe a wash. Linebacker, I'm taking the Bears. TJ Edwards. So... safety, you're probably going with the Packers. But when you look at the roster there, I think the Bears are right on par with the Packers. Obviously, the Lions and the Vikings, roster-wise, I think are still a little bit ahead of them. Vikings contingent on J.J. McCarthy.
And we still, of course, know what Ben Johnson said about the Packers head coach and his feelings towards him.
So. It was an easy thing to say at a press conference. That's like shooting fish in a barrel. You got to say that. It's like if you're the head coach at LSU, you say, beat Bama. I mean, these are the
rules.
Do you
say it in a fake accent?
I don't.
You got to go out there and you got to beat Bama.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't even say that. He just went out there, Brian Kelly, with the family or whatever he tried to say.
It was at a
say.
Basketball game where he got on the microphone and started talking like he had been raised Creole or something. I was like, what is this?
Whoa.
Well, Marshall's from Bama, so he knows how the accent is down there.
Yeah, I know I'm from Huntsville, which is...
we are Chicago's...
Oh, which is 65% of the people... not even from the state of Alabama, because it's a transplant city.
There it is.
There it is. My family.
I mean, we are 670 to score. That is also true. But yeah, that's always my favorite. But I get it. Ben Johnson, you're supposed to say beat the Packers. Like, that's just part and parcel, isn't it?
He's got to beat them at least once this year now after all that. I mean, you can't say I love beating the Packers twice, and you go out there and you lose to them twice. That would just be a bad look.
Well, at least they were 1-1 as a team last year.
Yeah, yes. Jordan Love didn't play 3/4 of the game, but we still won the game.
Don't worry about that.
Wow, not the details getting in the way of a good story, a good narrative.
They wanted that game, that team. We have more to come here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Thank you so much to Clay Harbor for coming in. This was great.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
That's Clay Harbor.
The Claymaker's in the building.
He said it. Former NFL tight end, as we mentioned, for Philadelphia, of course. Also the host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. It is him, David Haw, and Ruthie Polinsky. You should check it out if you get the chance, especially if you have Comcast. That's a hint. They're available. Coming up next, I think we got to break some Bears relationship news, huh?
Yeah. Big things popping. Big things popping. In fact, so big that the aforementioned Luca Van Ness was in the building.
That's how big it was. That's next on Raheem and Harris on the Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.